Homestead trailing 33-21, 3:02 to play in the fourth quarter. They'll line up with three receivers to the left. Ballastreri goes in under center. He'll turn, look to throw near side to Rice. Rice catches it out of the receiver screen. Gets past one tackler, gets past two, and it takes a couple of Warriors to take him down at midfield. 12-yard pickup, first down, Homestead.
Now, granted, the clock stops because of the first down, but as soon as the chains are set and the ball is set, they will wind the clock. So it was a good job of Wanakee by keeping that ball carrier in bounds.
On the ball now with three receivers right and a single receiver near side for Ballastreri. Out of the shotgun, the 2:43 and counting in the fourth quarter, down by 12. Rolls to his right, looking to throw, still looking to throw, as Healy comes off to play the wood on him, and the pass is incomplete on the right side. It'll be second down and 10 from right at midfield. The ball spotted right inside the motion W.
And that was that edge pressure we talked about. Get the quarterback moving, not let him be comfortable. Don't let him set his feet and make a good throw, so he ends up having to throw on the run, and that's not an easy thing to do.
Ballastreri puts three receivers to the right, Ullman to the left, and Ballastreri looks to the right. Receivers kind of stood there. I don't think they knew the snap count or something. Now the ball comes over to the far side. Rice breaks off one tackle of McCurdy, and then it takes Hooker to bring him down on the far side. He's in a drag of defender, and I think he got out of bounds. He did at the 2:25 mark on the clock, and an 8-yard pickup down to the Wanakee 42 here in the fourth quarter.
And it looked like the DB was deciding, do I take the gamble and go for the ball, or do I go for the tackle? And he was kind of in between, and it allowed the receiver to catch the ball, break the tackle, and then get extra yards.
Four receivers again. On the right side is Quinn, three receivers on the left, as Ballastreri operates on 3rd and 2 from the Wanakee 42. Looking to throw, throws it to the left to Ullman, who's going to get taken down. It's a first down, so the clock stops while they set the chains inside the 40 down to the 39, but they got to hurry. Only one timeout left for Homestead, 2:20 on the clock here in the fourth quarter.
They're going to have to take their shots downfield here and there, because with 2 minutes left, you know, 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards is not going to get it done.
Rossman and Miller go right. Rice goes left for Ballastreri, who is Ullman to the left of him in the backfield. First and 10 on the Wanakee 39, just over 2 to play in the fourth quarter. A throw to the right, it's going to be caught there and slowly gathered. No, it's going to be taken by Rossman down to the Wanakee 33, 6 yards on the pickup, and now quickly back on the ball. Minute 50 to play in the fourth quarter for Homestead. Just one timeout left for Homestead. Wanakee has two in their pocket. Two left, one right for Ballastreri. They're 39 yards away, and they need to get a touchdown here. He steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to run with it inside the 35 to the 30. Gets the first. Clock stops as they move the chains as he gets it down to the 28-yard line. 86 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Homestead quickly on the line of scrimmage. Ballastreri, I think he's just going to spike it here. And he does. Spikes it.
That was a good job by Ballastreri to pick up that first down and move the chains and get some momentum moving towards the end zone here. So they just got to, you know, here you can take a 5-yard hook, hope for a broken tackle, but Wanakee seems to be great tacklers.
Two receivers in this set, double tight ends as they line up at the 28-yard line, first and 10, or second and 10. Ballastreri throwing left side, looking for it all. Ullman goes up for it, incomplete. Coverage on the near side being applied by Wanakee, and that was Caden McCurdy. Incomplete pass, now 3rd and 10 as Homestead season on the brink with a minute 19 to play in the fourth quarter. 33-21, Wanakee still in front.
Yeah, and those corners are playing so back that any route down the middle of the field deep or on the sideline deep, they have time to make plays on that ball.
And Wanakee's defensive backfield has played well this year. One of their starters from the spring season actually opted to focus on hockey, so they've had safeties and corners come up through the system, and some of these guys are stepping into big roles for the first time this year. Back is Ballastreri looking to the right. Now they're going to throw it back. They were trying to set up a trick play there, and Wanakee says no way as another big play made by Connor Carroll back to the 36. They're going to spot it at the 35, in fact, of Wanakee. Homestead lining up on this 4th and 17 from the 35 of Wanakee. The Wanakee side fired up for this play.
Yeah, it all comes down to this. If they do not get this, that is it. Game over.
Three receivers split out to the left. Ballastreri off the line of scrimmage in shotgun formation. Ullman to his left. Back to pass, Ballastreri looking to throw, still looking, winds it up. He's throwing it into triple coverage, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete, and the Wanakee Warriors defense comes up huge to force the turnover on downs with 1:03 to play in the fourth quarter.